So the organic method of expansion. So an organic method is when a firm gradually expands using existing products or developing new ones. And there's four ways of organic expansion for a business. Number one, increase domestic sales. Two, exporting. Three, licensing. Or four, franchising. So the first one, increase domestic growth or domestic sales. This is a low risk of expansion because the product is already known and there are no extra cost for research and development. And we already have the skilled staff. However, Ireland is a small country, so growth may be limited and expansion may be slow. So already out there in the market, people know of the product. Two, exporting. Exporting means selling goods and services outside of Ireland, so the money stays in Ireland, which is good for our economy. It can be very profitable and does not affect ownership, but it can take years to generate profits. For example, you'll have training, you'll have to develop your marketing mix and production methods. And there's also a greater risk because you're going into unknown markets. So you're not known in the markets and you don't really know who your competition is and who you're going up against. Three, licensing. So this means allowing other firms to sell any inventions or design in return for payment of a license fee or royalty. The firm selling the license, it can be a fast, low cost and low risk expansion, but loss of profits and control may occur. So for a firm getting the license, it can be a low expansion method, but the license fee must be paid. Franchising then, so this means renting a complete business idea, including the name, logo and products, to someone else, the franchisee. It is growing in popularity in Ireland and the service industry, for example, the likes of Subway, Camille, Supermax. So the franchisor, so for the franchisor, it is a low cost risk expansion method. There is a loss of profit and control, and there's a loss of reputation of the whole business. So remember, the franchisor is the person who comes up with the idea. The franchisee then benefits from a proven business idea with existing brand image and reputation. They also get training and advice from the franchisor. They bear the risk of the financial burden of a new outlet with little control on how it's managed. And they have to pay a royalty fee based on sales. And develop new products. So a business can also develop new products or diversify. So this may be used when a product is coming to the end of its life cycle. It is increasing the range of products or services that are offered by a business. You might have each one at a different stage of the product life cycle. And it's a popular method of expansion as they are very high. But it's also high cost and high risk as many new products fail. It can also take a long time for the development stage to the launch stage. So kind of linking into the product life cycle.